Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is back, Dr. Michael Vactor. And Teresa, that manager of that incredible office here with us as well in the air chair, they're going to be telling you things that you need to know, especially if you're dealing with diabetes and how they are turning that around for people who are struggling with that horrible disease by getting rid of that weight. They have a program, folks. How would you like to lose as much as a half pound of adipose? That's the ugly fat a day. DrVactor.com. He's got a lot to say, a lot to do. So let's, without further ado, say hello to Dr. Michael Vactor.
I'll tell you, Rob, great. Just turn me up just a little bit. It's always great to be here. I have my wonderful assistant, Teresa, here with me today, too. And, you know, we got a great show today, as we talked about before we went on to the air. You know, when we take a look at our health care in this country right now, Rob, we talk to most people as we get a little bit older. You know, what they tell you is, I want a better quality of life. I want more energy. I want to be able to do the things that I want to do. You know, I don't want to be on medications. I don't want to be a type 2 diabetic. And the reason we're going to talk about this so much today, Rob, right now, is in our clinical practice right now, and Teresa's going to share some success stories too today, we're seeing right now, okay, not only is type 2 diabetes, Rob, manageable, but in many cases, it's actually reversible. And we're able to document that, where our patients come in and say, Doc, you know what? I've lost weight on your program. I'm eating the right foods. I'm taking the right supplementation. And Rob, they're going back to their medical doctors, their endocrinologists right now. They're having blood tests done. And what we're finding, Rob, is that in many cases, it's completely reversible. And we're going to talk about that today, because type 2 diabetes, Rob, can be very, very serious. It creates so many problems for people out there right now. And, you know, and I always get asked this question. I said, Doc, you know, what exactly, in layman's terms, and I want to cover this, Rob, on our first segment today, you know, what exactly is type 2 diabetes versus type 1? You know, Rob, you've heard of type 1 diabetes before. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
You know, type 1 affects about 5% of the population. And what we find is, there's definitely a genetic code. They used to call it juvenile onset. And the reason is it started in childhood. What we're talking about today, Rob, is type 2. They used to call it adult onset diabetes. And type 2 diabetes affects 95% of all diabetics out there. And what they're showing right now in all the medical literature is that when you change the right foods, you drop the right amount of weight, guess what? The blood sugar levels go in normal terms. So, Therese, anything you want to add at all about type 2 diabetes, or anything you can think of?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
You got to turn that mic just a little bit. Perfect.
Because I'm excited to see the results of our program, because people come in with no hope, because they've been told, I was told I had type 2 diabetes. And I was told, this is it, it's for life. You'll never change it. Take your medications and eat what we tell you to. I lost 150 pounds. My diabetes left. I control it with my diet. I'm on no medications. So when I hear somebody come and sit in the office and say to me, well, my diabetes isn't a factor, I just want to lose weight to feel better. Your diabetes is why you don't feel good. It's not always about the weight. It's about what's going on the inside.
Well, that's great, Teresa, and I appreciate you sharing that. You know, Rob, Teresa's one of many people out there. Just turn me up just a tad if you could, a little bit. Perfect. You know, I want to read some statistics right now, because this is so important right now. You know, the overall cost right now, you know, they're estimating right now from the Center for Disease Control, Rob, is about $250 billion in direct health care costs right now, due to diabetes. You know, it's the leading cause of blindness right now in the United States right now. It creates all kinds of problems later in life. And what they're showing, that even if you're managing your blood sugar levels right now, if you're a diabetic, you know, your chance to die early goes way up. And this is what the research is showing. And in our clinic, Rob, we're finding that, you know, patients come in, and this is what they say to us on a day-to-day basis. You know, I went to my medical doctor, I went to my endocrinologist, I'm just not sure, why is my blood sugar level spiking? And once we're able to change the foods that they eat, Rob, and once we're able to get them on the right type of diet, you know, the amazing thing is these numbers come down. You know, I want to read you a couple success cases real quick, Rob. You know, this is Debbie. Debbie was a faithful KDK listener. She said, Dr. Mike, I've listened to you for a long time. She says, I've heard you on this station. I saw you on television before. I finally decided to pull the trigger and do the program. And Rob, when she came in, you know, we sat down just like we do with each patient. We did a detailed consultation. We looked at her health history. And she says, you know, I've been overweight for most of my life. She said, the last time I really felt good was back in 1998. She sat down. We showed her the program. She said, this makes sense to me. She said, I like the fact that it's all natural. Nothing's going to hurt me in any way. And Rob, literally within about a 3 to 4 month period, we were able to get her down 60 pounds of weight. Okay, on our program. That's 60 pounds, about 3 to 4 months, okay? Wow. Now, she was heavy, okay? That's not typical for everybody. Our typical results are roughly about a half a pound every 6 weeks. So, obviously, heavier patients take off more, lighter patients take off less. But here's what she says. She said, after completing your program, Dr. Mike, she says, not only was this doable, but I can climb stairs now. Between the floors, she says, I'm not huffing and puffing. She said, my joints were always in pain. And the inflammation came down. She said, I was on 1,000 milligrams of metformin, which is a type 2 diabetes drug. She says, just to get my blood sugar down to 130. She says, right now, my blood sugar levels are below 100, and my doctor took me off the metformin. My cholesterol numbers dropped from 218 to 162. And she says, I didn't even think about that. And she says, the best thing right now is I'm in my 60s, and I feel as good as I did when I was in my 40s. Thank you so much for everything you do, Debbie. You know, Rob, there are so many Debbies out there right now. And, you know, if you're listening right now, folks, and you're saying to yourself, you know, I want to find out more. Not only do I want to lose weight, but I want to manage my type 2 diabetes. Maybe you're a pre-diabetic right now. Maybe your doctor said, listen to me, you got to drop 10, 20, or 30 pounds. I'm telling you, folks, we have a 21st century approach, and I want to give you that opportunity, you know, to come in, sit down, meet myself, meet Teresa, be able to sit down with us, and let's see, number one, if we can help you. You know, that's the first step, and it doesn't matter where you live. You may say right now, you know what, Doc, you know, I'm about an hour, hour and a half away from your clinic. The nice thing, Rob, is we can do everything on that first visit. Once they come in, we're able to do everything over the phone via email. So, folks, what I want you to do right now is I want you to be one of the first 20 callers right now to the number I'm going to give out, and what we're going to do is you're going to be eligible, for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. And what that means is you're going to sit down. I'm going to spend some detailed time with you. I'm going to show you what we do. I'm going to teach you. And if I truly feel that I can help you, we're going to lay out a program that not only is going to work for you, but it's going to be affordable. That number to call right now is 855-828-THIN. Rob, that's 855-828-THIN. 855-828-8446. 855-828-8446, or you can always go to our website at drvactor.com. So, Rob, when we come back, I'm going to pass it back over to you for a question or two. I know we just got about a minute and a half. But, folks, you're going to hear some more success stories, and we're going to talk to you why it's so important. If you're a little bit older right now and you're listening saying, you know, I'm not crazy about the medication, or maybe you're pre-diabetic saying, you know what, if I don't get that weight off, I'm going to go back and be put on that medication. We're going to talk to you about the reason why that's not the best approach. Go ahead, Rob.
Before we, again, first 20 callers, 855-828-THIN, 855-828-8446. Just tell the folks, synopsis, why most programs fail. Because somebody right now is hearing this saying, you know what, here we go again, somebody else with another plan. I've tried them all and it just doesn't work.
Well, I'll tell you, Rob, I love skeptics. And basically a skeptic is somebody who just needs more information. You know, you're going to hear some success stories. We're going to read some testimonials from local medical doctors in this community. And people say, well, why would a local medical doctor come to you? Because you know what, Rob, they don't know how to get the weight off themselves. They can't do it. They don't know what to do. They can't go to the gym for hours and hours. They don't know the foods they eat. And we're going to talk about that. But here's the thing that we tell people. If you're willing to follow a program, and we're going to talk about that program after that break, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be successful. We have the most amazing coaches out there. We got the most amazing products. And we've actually made changes right now to our program that allows people to be successful. So again, stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
All right. If I were you, though, I would definitely call that number now as we go to break so you can guarantee yourself being one of the first 20 callers. It's 855-828-THIN. 855-828-THIN. 855-828-8446. 855-828-8446. Call to action. Make the call now so you can be one of the first 20 callers to get that consultation and to meet him and his staff, Dr. Michael Vactor, 855-828-THIN. Here's the number again. Going to say it slowly for you so you can write it down. Make the call. Call now, 855-828-THIN, 855-828-8446.
You know, so Rob, so let me read a couple things to you. This is, you know, really important about type 2 diabetes. You know, Teresa, you know, turned me on to this a while back, and I just absolutely love this. This is a lady, you've heard of TED Talks before, am I right?
Yeah.
This is Dr. Sarah Helberg, and this is what she says. I mean, this is a very, very prominent medical doctor. She's done a tremendous amount of research, both as a researcher, and she also works in a clinical setting with patients. She said, reversing type 2 diabetes She says, starts with ignoring the guidelines. And she says, you know, obese people are not to blame for their situation, nor are they of weak character. She says, the culprit, Rob, this is so important, is nutritional advice provided by many people in the medical community. You know, before we went on the show, Teresa and I were talking about this. The amount of carbohydrates, the amount of processed food that we eat right now, and again, this is coming from, you know, the recommendations they have out there. I'm telling you, it's creating major, major issues. And this is what she says. She says, obesity, okay, being overweight, in most cases, Rob, is a hormonal disease caused by insulin resistance. Now, basically, what does that mean? What is insulin, though? You know, insulin is what actually takes, Rob, that sugar from our blood, okay, to the cell. And the problem is when we're diabetic, the insulin doesn't work as well on type 2 diabetes. And that's why they put us on the metformin and different things. But this is what she's saying. Obesity is a hormonal disease caused by insulin resistance. And I can't tell you how many times, Rob, somebody gets diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and guess what happens? They take the medication, or worse yet, they're even on insulin. They start to gain more weight. She says insulin-resistant people can't drive blood sugar into their cells. This causes a rise in insulin levels. And also, okay, insulin makes you hungry and causes us to store fat. So it's amazing, Teresa. I'm going to pass it over to you for a second, you know, just to talk a little bit about that, because Teresa, obviously you had diabetes before, you were able to lose weight, and you see patients every day in our clinical setting, in our practice, that come in and say, hey, I just want to do better. So anything you want to add at all?
I do see them, and I coach them, and so I hear all the stories. And the thing I like about our program is we aren't judging anybody. We're there to help you. Whatever your story is your story. I have story. I don't judge because I walked it. I walked that walk. And I know how hard it is when you're being given guidelines and you're doing them and they're not working and your doctor doesn't believe that you're trying because it isn't working for you. It's your body resisting it. And so to be told to eat 65 carbohydrates per meal every day is
65 grams.
It's just setting you up for failure because it's making you starving, hungry 15 minutes. And if you are out there, you know what I'm saying. 15 minutes after your meal, you're hungry. Thanksgiving Day, you eat a piece of pie, you want the whole meal again. Everybody else is laying on the couch stuffed, and you're like, what's wrong with me?
Well, plus what it does, it creates inflammation. I mean, talk about some of the side effects, too. Once you become a diabetic and you're diagnosed, and people ask all the time, well, how do I know if I'm a type 2 diabetic? And we're going to keep this thing really simple, Rob. We're not going to get into medical jargon, but there's two major tests that they use out there. One's a fasting blood glucose test. One's what they call an A1C test. And basically, the fasting glucose test, what they're looking at is to say that if your blood comes in on two consecutive tests at 100 milligrams per deciliter, it's considered normal. 100 to 125 milligrams a deciliter in a blood test, you know, is pre-diabetes, and anything above 126, you know, means that, you know, that our blood sugar levels are too high. We're considered a diabetic right now. And so that's really important to figure that out. And there's a lot of symptoms associated with it. But what happens traditionally, Rob, when someone becomes a type 2 diabetic, they go back to their doctor. What they want to do is they want to put them on a lot of this medication out there. And again, we're not telling anybody that's listening right now that we want you to go off of medication. Frankly, that can be dangerous. But what we want to tell you right now is there is hope out there that if you make the necessary changes, okay, you make the proper changes, you're going to be able to go back and have that blood work done. And I'm telling you, by controlling your diet, by eating the right foods, and by dropping weight, it's completely reversible. But talk about some of the side effects. You know, Teresa, we were just talking about that with Rob when we were off the air back, you know, when you were taking the medication, you were overweight and you were a diabetic. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
I think the first thing was that I was so fatigued all the time. It was like you just wanted to come home from wherever you were, your job or whatever, and lay on the couch. You had no energy to do anything beyond what you had to do. And, you know, some of the medications that I was on, yeah, they would lower numbers to a point, but I felt so sick all the time or nauseous after I took them. Or, you know, I would feel foggy from some of the ones that work on your nerves. And the side effects are as bad sometimes, if not worse, than the actual neuropathy pain that you can feel.
Well, I'll tell you, thanks for sharing that. And that is so true. You know, Rob, you know, we see him, thinking of Rick's our husband's name. We're going to talk about him in a minute. You know, I see people that come in, Rob, and they say to us in our clinical setting, and I know Teresa agrees with this, you know, I just don't feel well. My energy levels are down. They may have numbness and tingling. They have thirst all the time. They're sweating. They're not sleeping well. And they're like, I just want some hope. I just want something, you know, a little bit better. And here's a statistic that I want to read right now. And again, this is coming from the medical literature. It says type 2 diabetes is something to be very seriously concerned about. If you're pre-diabetic, you're a type 2 diabetic. In the United States right now, Rob, it's a seventh leading cause of death. According to the Center for Disease Control, nearly 7 out of every 10 people with diabetes over the age, Rob, of 65, which is a lot of our listeners. listeners right here at News Radio 1020 KDK will die of some form of heart disease right now. So it's a loop. And the analogy, Rob, that I use at times, and this is what people always say to me, is they say, Doc, you know, why is it that when I'm going to my doctor, you know, I go in there for a physical or I go to my endocrinologist, why are they not laying something out, a roadmap for me to do this? And the thing is, they're not trained that way. You know, this is a local doctor right now. I'm going to read this to you. And she's up in our area in North Hills. She said, Dr. Vactor, she came in and did our program. You know, and her name's Dr. Lindsay. And I asked her, I said, what brought you in? She says, I heard you on KDK. She said, what you said made sense. And she said, I was that yo-yo. You know, I kind of knew what to do, to exercise a little bit, to watch my food intake, but with my lifestyle, with everything going on, I couldn't do it. And this is what she says. She says, your program, Dr. Vactor, is amazing. I've lost 30 pounds on the program. She said, this was a lifelong problem that I've had. When I presented, for my initial consultation, you know, I knew we talked briefly a little bit about what I did. She says, but I did not know what to do exactly. She said, once you showed me this, once I understood your program, she said, everything started to change. She said, I feel better. My energy levels are up right now. And she said, I'm so thankful that I was able to do this. And Rob, we've had many medical personnel at work out there. We've had radiologists, good friend of yours was a dentist you referred, and we've had physiatrists, we've had pharmacists. And the reason is that they know that this thing works right now. So Rob, I'm going to pass it back over to you. I know we're down to about our last minute or half or so. You know, folks, I want to help you. Both Teresa and I want to give you that opportunity to come in and sit down with us, see what this thing is about, teach you how to lose weight, not only lose weight, but help reverse or manage those type 2 diabetes and give you that quality of life back so you're not on that yo-yo diet for the rest of your life. Go ahead, Rob.
All right, I have one more question for Doc before we go to the break, but I want to give the number again. I can't stress this enough. This is the thing you got to remember. First 20 people, you get that consultation free. You get to meet the staff, Teresa, and the wonderful people that work with them every single day. 855-828-THIN, 855-828-THIN, 855-828-8446. Call that number now. Why is it that so many people, and I've been there, Teresa, you have too, you just can't stop. You can't push yourself away from the table. I know they're like, I'll never be able to do this. But it's amazing how quickly you get people on the right track within days of heading in the direction to where they find that they can push away from the table. But those who like to eat and who have been there, Teresa and I, and I'm one of them.
I am too.
How is it that you just can't stop?
Unsatisfied hunger is always there.
Horrible.
It goes away on this program.
Well, think about that. It's exactly true, Rob. The problem is right now, the analogy I use is almost like cigarettes. You know, how many times there's somebody smoking cigarettes saying, man, I'm addicted to this stuff. I'm addicted to the chemicals, the nicotine, what's in there. I don't like it, but I can't do it. It's the same with our food right now. The processed food industry right now, it's like a bag of potato chips. I know people can relate to this. You open the bag of chips, you start eating, and pretty soon the bag's gone. It's like, why is that? Because what happens, it stimulates the taste buds, it stimulates the stomach, it stimulates the brain, all these things. And believe me, they're spending millions and millions of dollars testing this stuff. And Teresa hit it right on the head. With our program, the proprietary products that we use with the right foods at the right time of day, we're able to manage those cravings and in many cases able to reverse those. So that is such an important concept.
The thing that I also admire about your program, people don't have to give up their entire life.
Right.
They can still enjoy that stuff, but they learn how to control it and do it properly by proportions that they would have never thought they could have one piece of anything. But you guys make people able to do that, Teresa.
It's a tool. We're giving them a tool. We're not hooking them to a program for the rest of their life so that they have to keep coming back to us.
All right, listen, why not just make the call? Give it a shot. We've all been there. Definitely they want to help. 855. Believe me, there's more people like us out there than you can imagine, folks. And we understand where you're coming from. They don't judge. They want to give you a helping hand. They want to lift you up. They want to get you back on the right path. 855-828-THIN. 855-828-THIN. 855-828-8446. 855-828-8446. Looking for the first 20 callers, and I'm sure it's filling up quickly, so now is your time to call. 855, even if you have to leave the earshot of the radio for a little bit, I'd rather you get in there and get that free appointment, that free evaluation. 855-828-THIN, 855-828-THIN, 855-828-8446, 855-828-8446.
You know, Rob, I get asked this question all the time. People say, hey, you know, Dr. Mike, you know, how is this thing going to work for me? I mean, how many times, Rob, have we seen people, I mean, even people that work right here at the station, you know, some of the on-air talent, that'll say, man, I've done diet after diet. I've been down this road before. I've lost a little weight. I've gained it back. You know, I just don't know what to do. And what it is, Rob, is we're laying out a game plan. We're laying something out that is much different and is much unique. And the thing that we find with most people on diets, Rob, is they try willpower over science. What that means is, hey, I'm going to wake up on Monday morning. Matrice, how many times do we see this? Somebody says, I'm going to wake up on Monday morning. You know, I'm going to go on a diet. And pretty soon by Tuesday, they're starving. By Wednesday, they're ready to, you know, bite their fingernails off. And it's just, it's an endless cycle. What we're able to do, and I tell people this all the time, Rob, fat doesn't make us fat. It's the inability to burn that stored fat. It's the inability because the insulin levels are off. The body's not processing what they need. And what we've done is we've developed a proprietary program using very, very high-end customized supplementation that allows that body to not only burn stored fat, but decreases hunger, helps balance the hormones naturally, helps remove toxins, helps hydrate you. And the beauty is when you eat the right type of food, I'm going to let Teresa touch on this for a minute, the right type of food at the right type of day, the end result is our patients take weight off. And I will tell you this in full disclosure in doing this, you know, our average patient takes off at least a half a pound, Rob, every single day. Heavy males take more off. We've seen some of the most crazy cases out there. And obviously, lighter females that only need to lose 15 or 20, they'll take off less. But imagine this for a second. This is what I want our listeners to realize. If you could be on the scale each day, seeing about a half a pound coming off, if your blood sugar levels were coming down, your energy levels were coming up, you had somebody that was coaching you and helping you and walking through this process, and it did affect your lifestyle. We're not sending you to the gym every day and doing all these things. How much better would your life be? Just touch on that for a minute, Trace, if you would.
Well, I think the fact that the foods that we ask people to eat are real. They're real food from the grocery store. You're not buying packaged meals and pouring water on them. You're not carrying your lunch in your purse. They're real food that you can eat for the rest of your life. And when the inflammation goes down in your body because you're eating these real foods, and you don't even have to go to like a Whole Foods, you can go to Giant Eagle. But when the inflammation in your body goes down and you start feeling better, you are encouraged to continue. Well, it's not always just the number moving on the scale. It's your quality of life.
Well, Ted, it's huge. And the thing is this, we have to realize, when we look at the science of hunger, I mean, how many times, Rob, there was a famous weight loss doctor years ago, and I always talk about this, okay? You know, he used to tell people this all the time. He said, the best advice, and he did radio shows too. I was down in Florida with his nurse years back, and you know, I'll share this with you, Rob. I think it's pretty funny. And somebody said, well, give me the best advice to lose 50 pounds. I don't want to spend a dollar. I don't want to change a whole lot what I do, and I'd like to save a little bit of money. And the doctor used to say, hey, listen, that's easy. Just stop eating for 6 months. Now, sarcastic as that sounds, though, to say that, we can't do that. You know, blood sugar levels drop. You need food. You need nutrition. You need nutrients. But the point what they're saying is this, though, is that, it, you know, you see some crazy, ludicrous advice out there. But here's the thing. You know, we get really hungry. The science of hunger says most diets, okay, when we go on a diet, D-E-I-E-T, trigger hunger. When you increase hunger, you increase the cravings, your metabolism actually slows down. You know, the hormones are off. Nothing works right. The brain chemistry is off. We don't feel well. And that's why we're on these yo-yo diets. But once, Rob, on our program, when we can balance the blood sugar levels, okay, get those balanced, show you the foods to eat so you're still able to go out to eat, do the things that you want to do, those blood sugar levels come down naturally. And one of the things too, Rob, that I want to touch on right now is what is that motivating factor? You know, everybody is different. I know there's somebody listening right now saying, man, if I could lose weight, if I could get my blood sugar levels in line, if I could sleep better, if I could get my energy levels up, if I could get my inflammation down, and I could do this without dangerous drugs, without injections, without surgery, my quality of life would be better. You know, whatever that motivating factor is, folks, you know, I encourage you, I want you to come in and sit down with us. You know, Teresa, I'm going to have you just in a minute or so just touch on a little bit about what happens on that first visit, because I realize, Rob, there are people that are listening and they're skeptics. You know, they're saying, you know what, I've been down that road before, I've done so many things, I've tried things, and I want to tell you something, folks, never, ever, ever give up hope. You know, if you're in that situation and you're saying, you know what, I've done these things before and I'm not getting any better, you have to look at something a little different. You know, an analogy that I heard, Rob, I was just on in down south in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, a week or so back at a seminar, one of the things that a guy said is, hey, you could be fishing. And you can use the best bait in the world. And you may go right to that same fishing spot one day, bait your hook, put worms on that hook, and catch 20 or 30 fish. You go back a week later, okay? Same bait, same spot, and you catch nothing. So what do you do? Okay, you got to switch your bait, right? You got to do something a little bit different. It's the same thing right now with diabetes. It's the same thing right now with our nutrition. So folks, whatever that motivating factor is, give us that opportunity to sit down with you. You know, whatever's holding you back, if it's fear of failure, not knowing what to eat, will this work? Maybe you're worried about finances. You know, can I afford this program? And Teresa's going to touch on that too. We want to help you. And that's why we do this consultation, Teresa. So I'm going to have you walk through for just a minute or so, talking a little bit about what people can expect on the first visit. Because folks, I want you to realize something. There's no obligation. You know, when you make that phone call, we're going to give you that consultation at no cost, and we're going to sit down. And I promise you this, Robin, I know you know this because you've sent friends in. You're going to leave with more information than you've ever had before as far as type 2 diabetes and weight loss. If I can help you and we accept you into the program, we're going to tell you that. And if we can't, we're going to send you in the right direction and try to find somebody that can. Go ahead, Therese. Talk a little bit about that first visit.
Well, first I want to say this. When I found out I was diabetic, I cried in the parking lot because the doctor made me feel like I had no power to fix myself. You have the ability in you to reverse
it.
It
was like the point of no return.
Yes.
It was so dark.
And I had a young toddler. And I was like in my 30s. But our program will say to you, you have the ability to do this in you, and we will enable you. Every program is designed for you personally. Dr. Vactor will sit down, he'll talk to you, he'll spend time with you, you'll go over the program and how it works, what you expect from us, what we expect from you. He makes it affordable. He tries to turn nobody away. If we can help you to get there, we'll help you to get there. You'll come in, you'll meet me, you'll fill out a short form. Doctor will see you after that privately, one-on-one. And you just share with him what your trigger is, what it is that's motivating you, what it is that you need to fix in your life, and he will take it from there. If you're not happy with it, you leave at the end. If you want to think about it, you can leave. If you want to get started that day, we will get you started that very day.
You know, Rob, I couldn't have said any better, Teresa. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, we have a compassion, Rob, and a passion, too, just to help those people. We realize there are people that are struggling out there right now. And the thing is to have a better quality of life. Oh. And this is really the picture that I want to paint over the next minute or two before I pass it over to you. You know, what is it worth for your life? I meet so many people, Rob, and I know you do, too, that say, you know what? You know, money's not a big issue for me right now. You know, I'm not super, super wealthy, but I have some money. I'm comfortable. I'm able to do the things that I want to do. But I have no health. I can't. I have no energy. I'm constantly in pain. I can't fly. I can't golf. You know, I can't go out and do the things that I want to do. And the thing is diabetes is a progressive condition, Rob. Once you start going down that road, I mean, you know, Teresa and I were talking about this last night on the phone, yesterday afternoon. There's people out there right now that sometimes that diabetic neuropathy gets so bad, they can't drive their car. You know, you could have a beautiful car, but if you can't feel the pedals, guess what? You can't drive. There's people out there right now, their blood sugar levels spike so much that they have no energy to do the things they want to do. You know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's the leading cause of blindness right now in the United States. So, folks, whatever that motivating factor is, we want to help you. And I want to give you that opportunity to sit down, you know, have that consultation, you know, find out what this is about. It allows us to map that strategy out. You know, if you have a significant other, bring them with you during this appointment. That way they can understand a little bit of what you do, if that's possible. Maybe they work and they can't, but at least they'll understand how this works. So, folks, what I want to do is I want you to be one of the first 20 callers, 855-828-THIN. That's 855-828-THIN, 855-828-THIN. And once you're one of the first 20 callers, you're going to be eligible for that free, no-obligation in-office review. So again, 855-828-THIN. You know, set that appointment. When you call, make sure you know, leave us the proper spelling of your name. Make sure you leave us the best number to reach you at. And you know, we're going to give you a call, and we'll set that consultation up. Because our goal, Rob, is we want to change lives. Our goal is we want to show people that there is a better way out there. They can have a better quality of life, and that is so important. So again, folks, be one of those first 20 callers, 855-828-THIN. 855-828-8446, or you can always go to my website at drvactor, that's drvactor.com.
All right, again, here is that phone number. It is 855-828-THIN, 855-828-THIN, 855. You can call this number now, leave your information, 828-8446, 855-828-8446. We have so much to cover before they are done for the day, so let me just give you the number again. And even when they're done, keep calling. Be one of the first 20, 855-828-THIN, 855-828-8446. Doc.
You know, Rob, I love reading success stories. And the reason I like these success stories is these are real people, you know, real people that have had real results. You know, they've struggled before. And I want to read this. Now, this is Amanda. I want to read this. She says, I'm so thankful for Dr. Vactor and his staff for empowering me with the things that I needed. And Teresa kind of touched on this in the beginning. You know, we empower people. We give them information. We give them tools to finally make a change in my life, she said. I've struggled with my weight gain for many, many years. And every diet I tried, she said, would either work briefly. And I hear this all the time. and you do too, Trace, or wouldn't work at all. I was ready for a dramatic change, and that's exactly what your program did for me, Dr. Vactor. I completed 2 cycles on the program, and I've dropped just under 50 pounds. And what that means, Rob, is those are 2 6-week cycles. And again, these are really, really good numbers. She said my BMI, which is my body mass index, dropped 10 points. And I'm still in shock as I look in the mirror and I look at myself. This diet is truly amazing. You know, the powerful things are is that my energy's up. I feel better and I'm sleeping better. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, I mean, I'm doing so much better. And I finally feel like myself again. I can't say enough how much I recommend this program to anyone struggling with their weight. It was such a short time for a sacrifice for long-term health and happiness. Thank you so much, Dr. Vactor, and your team. You know, thank you, Amanda, for sharing that, Rob. And that is just one of many out there that we see. People that lives are changed. It's just not about Rob losing weight. It's about getting your life back and having those tools to say, you know what? I want to enjoy that piece of cake. I want to enjoy that chocolate bar. I want to enjoy that slice of pizza. I want to have that beer once in a while. Teresa, I'm going to let her jump in a second. It's about being able to enjoy life, but doing it in moderation right now. Go ahead, Teresa. Something you want to add?
The program is not exclusive for the rest of your life. We may take out a few things to get the weight off, but you add them back in a way that your body can function and use them and not in excess. And that's your call. But the bottom line is we can stand here all day and talk to Rob about the program and tell you how great it is and how wonderful it is. But if you aren't proactive and you don't want to change and you don't want some power back and you don't make the call and come in and talk to us, we can't help you. It's still in your hands.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great point, and that is so true, Teresa. I couldn't have said it any better, Rob. You know, if you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I want to find out more. That's really what we're asking you to do is make a commitment to say, hey, I want to find out more. I'm sick and tired of where I'm at. What I'm doing is not working. Pick up that phone and make that phone call, folks. I promise you, no one's going to hard sell you. No one's going to make you feel bad. We're going to bring in a love on you. We're going to bring you into a great consultation with you. We're going to show you some things, and I'm telling you, no matter where you're at in your health right now, it can be better. Maybe you've lost hope right now. Maybe you're saying, you know what, I've been to all the top specialists out there. I'm telling you, this, you know, type 2 diabetes and weight is not only manageable, but in many cases, it's completely reversible. I'm going to read you one more success story, Rob. You know, this is Mary. She's a local pharmacist, and my neighbor, a good friend of ours right across the street from me, came to me a couple of years ago. He's going through a divorce and says, Doc, I got to get some weight off. You know, I'm going to get back out there. I want to look better. I want to feel better. And he did amazing on our program. His name was Dave. But this is Mary right now. You know, she's a local pharmacist in the area. She said, I just want to thank you, Dr. Vactor. She says, and I'm sending this email over to let you know that I want to encourage others. I was very skeptical in the beginning. She said, but I've lost 30 pounds on your program. And she says, you know, coming from a pharmacy background, she says, I didn't want medication or drugs. I am so happy that I did this. And thank you to you and your staff for their encouragement. You know, I'm going to read you another one, Rob. This is from Frank. He says, you know, good morning, Teresa and Dr. Vactor. I hope all is well. I just wanted you guys to know today that today marks my 180th day since I ended, okay, the last round on your program. My weight this morning was at 180.2, and my ending weight, okay, 6 months before was 180. Now, that's a heck of a good success. Mm-hmm. Do you agree, Rob? And the reason is he had the tools to go forward. He said, I had some blood work done a couple weeks ago, and it was amazing. In fact, the best I've ever had. He said, my numbers, my A1C, 5.3, fasting blood glucose, 82, hemoglobin, 15.7, cholesterol, 144, triglyceride, 71. He said, this is amazing. My doctor said, whatever you are doing, continue to do it, though. And how many times do we hear that, Teresa, where somebody says, their doctor says, you know what, I don't understand what's happening, but the changes that you're making in your diet, dropping the weight and doing it the right way is the way to go.
Often. I hear it all the time. I have a lot of written and oral testimonials at my office of people that have done it. But the bottom line, you are in charge of you.
Well, that's the thing, Rob, is you have to take that action step, folks, right now. And I'm telling you right now, you know, we're throwing the life preserver out to you right now. We're giving you that ability to come in. Again, there's absolutely no cost. I'm going to spend some detailed time with you. I'm going to show you what this is about. We're going to take a detailed health history, Rob, when patients come in to find out what medications you're on. We're going to check your BMI. We're going to check your weight. And then our strategy is really straightforward, Rob. And this is just like when you referred friends in over the past couple of years. They come in. My goal is, if I can help you, is to show you how to take the most amount of weight off. And I say this all the time in a very, very safe manner, in the shortest amount of time, and at the lowest available cost. And on top of that, we want to teach you lifestyle tools to still enjoy yourself, but be able to stay in that range. So again, folks, I'm going to give that number out one more time, and I'm going to pass it back over to Rob. That number to call for the no cost, no obligation consultation. And again, folks, pick that phone up, make that phone call. I'm telling you that there's no better time than right now. 855-828-THIN. That's 855-828-THIN. 855-828-8446, or you can always go to our website at drvactor.com. So, Rob, I'm going to pass it back over to you for a minute or two. I know you have a couple questions or comments, and we'll go from there.
All right, 855-828-THIN, 855-828-THIN. You know, we've been talking about this diabetes thing, and, you know, Teresa was talking about how she was a very young woman when diagnosed with it. And a lot of people who are overweight, they think, well, I'm young, I got time on my side, I can get to it. But the longer you wait to get this weight under control, no matter who you think you are, eventually, whether you're in your 30s
right.
or 40s,
exactly.
you keep gaining weight, you're going to get diabetes.
Right. And you know what I had a doctor say once, you're pre-diabetic. And then a friend said to me, pre-diabetic is like being a little pregnant.
That's so true.
You are diabetic. And it can take 10 years. You can have it for 10 years before it shows symptoms where a doctor will catch it. In the meanwhile, all the damage is being done behind the scenes because it's quiet.
Well, that's the thing, Rob, that we see that time and time again, you know, and I've had people come in and say to me, I mean, and I'm telling you, I probably see this at least 2 to 3 to 4 times a month from patients that come in. I say, you know, what's your motivating factor? And we say that motivating factor, like, what made you pick the phone up? Why do you want to lose weight? And it's different for everybody. Or why do you want to reverse diabetes? And I hear this time and time again, people say to me, well, my doctor told me that right now my metformin, the other medication I'm taking, the oral meds for diabetes, aren't working as well. My insulin receptors are burning out right now. And he told me if I don't drop some weight and I don't make some changes and my sugar levels don't come down, they're going to put me on insulin. And I'm telling you that is scary because once you go on insulin, okay, especially for type 2 diabetics, Rob, it is very, very challenging to get off. So again, if you're in that situation right now, maybe you're pre-diabetic and saying, you know, I just don't know what to do, give us that opportunity right now. You know, let me sit down with you and let me show you this program. You know, I've been doing this, Rob. I've been involved in natural health care right now for almost 20 years. I've worked with thousands of individuals, and I have a real passion to share information. You know, I believe that God will send us the right people in our practice. You know, I believe that people are at the right place when they come in. But again, they have to make that decision. As Teresa mentioned earlier, if somebody comes in and says, hey, Dr. Vactor, this isn't right for me, we let them leave with dignity. They're able to walk out the door, but my promise to them is they're going to have more information when they came. You know, and I can tell you this, whatever is holding you back right now, you know, if it's fear of failure, I'm telling you, give it one more try, come in. Maybe it's fear of finances, we're going to show you how this whole thing works. You know, maybe it's a fear of, you know what, I just don't know what to do, let me show you a different roadmap. So again, folks, I truly want to help you. You know, Rob, it's always great to be here. We love being on News Radio 1020 KDKA, and we'll be back to see you in a few weeks. So folks, I'm going to pass it back over to Rob. Teresa, thank you so much for taking your time out today
sure.
to come in and talk to our people. And again, folks, I want to encourage you, pick up that phone. Rob's going to give that number out. You're going to get a chance to sit down and meet Teresa and I. And my goal, and you know, for each and every person, Rob, that takes that action step, is I truly want to help change your life. Go ahead, Rob.
As we end, I'm going to let Teresa take a minute just to talk about what losing the weight did for her and how it inspired her and how she inspires people every day. But how did it change your life?
It changed my life because I kept up with a very ADHD 3-year-old and 2 teenagers. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, to not be tired laying on the couch with no energy when you have 2 teenagers and a 3-year-old, being able to keep up with them was everything.
Did it really change you that much energy-wise?
It did. I am telling you, people out there that have diabetes and on diabetic medications know the fatigue. I mean, there were days I couldn't lift my arms. They
you didn't even
want
to
like
get
lead.
Out of bed.
No, but I did it because I had
kids,
to do it.
Right.
But it changes when you want to do it. And, you know, I think that in ending, I would say this. We care about you or we wouldn't be doing this. There's lots of other things we could be doing. But we can't care more about you than you care about you.
You see a lot of those people through your own eyes when you're talking to
them. I do.
And
I get
remember
it.
Being there, right?
I get it. And it's easy to have compassion when you get it.
Yeah. And it also, I think, helps you get them where they need to be.
Yeah. And they help me stay where I need to be.
So it's a win-win, right?
It is.
That's a good deal for both sides. Hey, guys, always a pleasure. God bless.
You too. God bless you too, Rob. Thanks so much.
Love these folks. Love what they do. And he will be back in a couple of weeks. Let me give you the phone number again. And I can't stress enough. Please, if you know someone dealing with this issue, diabetes, weight, they need help, reach out. Tell them to call 855-828-THIN. That number is 855-828-THIN, 855-828-THIN, 855-828-THIN. 828-8446. News coming up at 1, and we'll be back with much more of Rob Pratt Saturday as we continue after Shelby checks the 1 o'clock news. Coming your way in just a couple of minutes. 855-828-THIN, 855-828-THIN, 855-828-8446.